Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time to go back inside the film room. I am John Schmelk, joined by former Giants center Sean O'Hara as we break down the Giants using coaches tape. And let's take a look at Bear Pascoe. He's been here for a while, has played both fullback and tight end.
He's done some very nice things
for Big Blue.
Yeah, I think Bear, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, you can ask him to play any position. You mentioned it, fullback, tight end. He'll play special teams. And I think he does it with a smile on his face. But I think let's watch this play right here, John. Because I think Bear Pascoe, you know, a lot of people don't think of him as a receiving tight end, but I want you to watch this play right here. I mean, number one, we talk about Bear Pascoe wearing many hats for this offense. Here he wears a couple different hats. Number one, blocker. He starts out, he helps out Will Beatty right here with the slanter, and then he chips the D tackle on the looper. There's the blocker hat. Now he throws his receiver hat on. And Eli scrambling, looking for somebody. You can see him clapping his hands, letting Eli know, hey, I'm wide open right here. And then look at this. Now he turns into a runner.
Here comes the Bear.
Bear Pascoe. Bears down right there on a Chicago Bear. And, I mean, look, you don't really think Bear Pascoe can break tackles like this, and you don't think of him as a big game changer right here, but that's a very physical Bears defense, and he ran through a couple defenders. I really like the grit of Bear Pascoe. I think he brings a lot of tangibles to the Giants.
And that gave the Giants a big first down on that play, too, by the way, after you broke those two tackles. However, the tight end position, along with the offensive line, and quite frankly, the running backs and pass protection, did a poor job blocking at times this year, and here's going to be another example.
Yeah, this is where you struggle as an offense when you have a guy like Bear Pascoe that can play fullback and tight end, but at sometimes you have to really decide for him whether you're going to be a fullback or whether you're going to be a tight end and not both. And here's where it came back to bite them. Because now here's Bear lined up as a tight end, and his job is to block this defensive end. But he struggles with the hat placement right here, and he doesn't get his head inside, and he gets beat across the face right here. Now, off tight ends, because they're dealing with the passing game, they don't get to spend as much time with the run blocking aspect like offensive linemen do, and it shows up right here. I think this is one area where Bear Pascoe can improve his game. And I think this would really help him with getting on the field, getting more play time, his run blocking at the line of scrimmage.
Sean, appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, Sean.
That's all the time we have to go inside the film room, this time on Giants.com. Make sure you join us next time as we continue to break down the Giants roster 1 through 53. See you then.